if something happens, maybe to you, that I don't even go around you or associate with you for maybe a year. Or if you're in need, you just call and are we there. I'll give you a perfect example. Just about 3 weeks ago, there was this two couples were sailboating, and they came in and they pushed the sailboat up and it hit a high tension wire. The boy, two of them got, the father died, electrocuted at once, and the son died, and then the other couple's son, he died afterwards. And this other boy has lost his foot. One of the fathers lost his foot. And the mother, she was the only one that had on dry clothes. And of course, she just got a hand point. But they said then, they didn't know that they had so many friends or people that would come in and help them or do for them.
They lived here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just that type of stuff,
right.
You know?
That's good. Well, it's good to see nowadays, anyway. Did your mother have an occupation? I mean, did she work or did
no,
she?
No, in those days, no. Mother stayed home. In those days, their mother was a wife.
Okay. Do you know much about your father's parents, your grandparents?
No.
Your father's side, where they were
no,
from?
No, father's side? No. Well, I know they came from Spanish Wells. He used to go over there and see them every year or every couple of years. But as far as seeing them or know them, I've met some of them, but I have never been over there. I went to Nassau, and I tried to go to Spanish Wells, but had to take a boat to fly over. I couldn't afford to fly over. Of course, it cost me $100 just to fly about 15 miles, so I said, forget it. I had to take a boat, and then it'd take me all day to go over and come back, so I didn't make it. I didn't know nothing about my fathers. I have had them over here, though.
Were they fishermen, too? Do you know?
No, one was in the, one was in some sort of a business in Nassau. Hardware business, he was. And there's another one over there in the, they call it a hotel. It's a rooming house, actually. It's the only hotel in Spanish Wells. And he rents out rooms, and of course he only has about five or six. So in other words, you speak for it 2 months, 6 months in advance to go over there, and it's smaller than this. Well, no, it isn't smaller than this either. It's narrower than this, but it's long. It's about 10 miles. Planes can land there, but there's hardly any more convenience than a couple of cars, and that's about all.
Even now?
Yeah. They have planes fly in, taxi carry you up there, but I mean, it's only local people, unless you have a boat, and you go over there.
How far is that from here?
The Bahamas is about, I'd say about 50 or 60 miles from Miami. Miami's 150. Yeah. We have quite a few people fly their own planes on the road.
Okay. I talked to you, a lady on the phone earlier. Are you married?
Yeah, I have a daughter and two grandchildren.
How old is your wife?
54.
I forgot, I got your birthday, but I didn't calculate. How old are you now?
50, I'll be 59 September.
Okay. I got your date here, I could calculate that, I guess. And,